Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Now, a little setup for you to get us to this gospel is that Jesus has just told his apostles that he's going to be betrayed and he's going to be killed. And now he takes them up this high mountain and he shows them his glory. And then they come down the mountain and he says, "Don't tell anybody this until after I'm raised from the dead." And they say, "What does that mean?" It's like such a radical concept that they just don't get it. Jesus is saying, "I'm going to rise from the dead," but it sort of bounces off of them. So we want to hold on to that for a minute. I want to go back to the first reading from the book of Genesis about a man named Abraham. And you just heard a reading about Abraham. So let's just imagine for a moment that we're going to have a quiz, okay, about who Abraham is, okay? And so you need to write me a paragraph about who Abraham is. How are you going to do with that quiz? Give me one paragraph on the patriarch Abraham. Go. And I'm sure some of you could start scratching out an answer, especially based on fact that we just heard about Abraham a moment ago. But there is a tremendous amount to know about Abraham, and he is an incredibly important character in our faith. So we're going to explore just a moment who Abraham is, maybe review for some of you, because I know I talked about this not that long ago. A little background on Abraham. Abram was his name originally, and at the age of 75 years old, God called him from Ur in the Chaldeans, modern day Iraq, and said, "Leave your land, go where I tell you to, leave your people, just take your household with you." He had no children, just a wife and servants. "And take them and go to a new land that I'm going to show you. I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to show you the way, and I'm going to raise up for you lots of children so that you and your inheritance, your children, will be a blessing to the entire world." And Abraham did that, uprooted himself and went across at this old age of 75, and his wife was already old too. And that was his first act of faith, that he believed God. Later it will be said about him that he believed God, and because he believed God, he became righteous in God's sight. That act of faith in God made him righteous, and Paul will talk about this as kind of an example for us. Now God says to Abraham, "I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, and all of the families of the earth will find blessing in you." Now how old was Abraham? 75 years old. How many children did he have? Zero. How old was his wife? Old, okay? She was old too old to have children. But God, Abraham believed him. And so he's expecting any day now she's going to get pregnant and have a baby, because we have to fulfill this promise so that I have some descendants. But a year goes by, no children. 5 years go by, no children. 10 years go by, no children. 15 years go by. His faith is beginning to be stretched thin at this point. You can imagine, huh? Now he's 90 years old. He has no children. His wife, His wife's name is Sarah. Now, we're going to talk about his wife in just a second. He listens to some bad advice, okay? It's not the first time a man in the Bible has listened to bad advice. Remember the story of Adam and Eve? Okay. Well, Adam took the apple, if you will. Not really apple, the forbidden fruit from Eve. I read a bumper sticker some time ago. It said, Eve was framed, okay? And there might be a certain truth to that. Because the reality was, God gave the command to Adam. God told Adam, don't eat this fruit. And Eve knew, because she heard it as well, probably heard it from Adam. But when the tempter came and tempted humanity, he attacked Eve first. And Adam should have been there to protect her, but he wasn't. And so she fell, and then he fell, and the whole mess began. And now Abraham comes onto the scene. And Abraham has put his faith in God, and he's waited patiently. And now his wife Sarah says, Abraham, how much longer are you going to wait? Don't you see this isn't going to happen? And Sarah comes up with a new plan. And what is the new plan? Here, take my slave girl and have relations with her, and then you'll have a baby. Then you'll have an heir. Then the promise of God will come to pass. She's lost her faith. She's lost her patience. And what does Abraham do? He does it. And he impregnates Hagar. And Hagar has a baby named Ishmael. Now we trace our heritage to Abraham, we Christians. And we are fulfilled Jews. And the Jewish people, they trace their heritage to who? To Abraham. And so do the Muslims. But the Muslims trace their heritage to Abraham through Ishmael. So we have the story now where Abraham has waited patiently. His patience has worn thin. He's fallen. And now God is going to renew his promise to Abraham. And say, Abraham, I promise you, you're going to have descendants as many as the stars in heaven. And tells him to go and look up into the sky and see if he can number the stars. That's how many your descendants are going to be. And Abraham goes outside to look up at the sky. And we have to be very careful when we're reading the Bible and we see this part. Because when Abraham goes outside and looks up at the sky, the sun is up. So how many stars can he see? He can't see the stars, but are they there? So he has to believe, even though he can't see. Abraham is our father in faith. And Abraham was a man of faith. And when we hear about Abraham, we need to believe that he was this man of faith. But he falls down in his faith. And God renews his promise to him. But now it's going to cost him something. He says, Abraham, now you have to circumcise yourself. Circumcise yourself and never forget. I'm going to take care of you. Don't take it into your own hands. So he circumcises himself, and this is the mark of his promise with God. And God promises him, I am going to make you fruitful. I am going to make your seed spread throughout the whole world. Don't give up on me. So finally, at the age of 99, what happens? Sarah gets pregnant and has a baby. And what's the baby's name? Isaac. Now that sets us up for the first reading today. So Isaac has grown up. Isaac has now become a young man. Isaac is reaching puberty. It's time for him to become a man. And what does God say? Abraham, take your boy Isaac and go offer him up as a holocaust is the word we use, but it's a burnt offering. Sacrifice him and burn him up. That was the command. I told you it was a difficult reading, didn't I? So what does Abraham do? He goes. He goes to the mountain. And by the way, the mountain that God picks out for him to sacrifice Isaac is the same mountain range that Jesus was crucified on. So Abraham, our father in faith, takes his son Isaac and goes to this mountain range. And we know Isaac was a young man now because he loads the wood on his back. It's a lot of wood. And he carries it up the hill. So we have Isaac carrying the wood of the sacrifice on his back up the hill. And now we Christians are thinking, oh yeah, this reminds us of something. The story should be familiar to you. I've told you this story before. Now, Isaac is a willing participant. Isaac is not trying to run away. Isaac gives himself to his father, and Abraham believes God. Even as Abraham is going to slay his son, he believes that God can raise Isaac from the dead. Abraham believes that God can give him his son back. Now you see why this reading is paired with the gospel today? Because they go up the hill. Jesus shows them his glory and says, don't tell anybody until I'm raised from the dead. And where is their faith? Their faith is like, what's he talking about? What can that mean? But we know what it means, don't we? But do we also know what it means to feel like, golly, God, when are you going to come through for me? It's been 5 years. It's been 10 years. It's been 15 years. It's been 25 years. And so what do we call Abraham? Our father in what? Faith. Because even when he didn't see, he did what? He believed. And when he fell down, he took his lumps and he got back up and he continued his faith journey. And so today, as we reflect on our father in faith, Abraham, and oh, by the way, Abraham's son, Isaac, had a son named Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And Israel had the 12 sons, one of whose name was Judah. And Judah's great-great-great-grandson was named Joseph. And he had a son named what? Named Jesus. And so Abraham became a blessing, and his descendants became a blessing to all the world. And he is a man of great faith. And tonight we pray that as descendants of Abraham in faith, we may live the faith that Abraham lived.